is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We had a dramatic ending to the CIBC Canada Russia series. We'll take you back to Saskatoon and Prince Albert for the WHL leg, which decided the series in a double shootout. Hey, Willie Desjardins is back behind the Medicine Hat Tigers bench. This after 8 years of pro hockey. He'll join us in moments. And James Hamblin is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week after leading the Tigers through the BC Division. He'll wrap up the show. Team WHL helped clinch the CIBC Canada-Russia series in dramatic fashion. A double shootout in Prince Albert Thursday night closed the deal for the CHL. Both games in the WHL leg went down to the wire in Saskatoon. Team WHL trailing the Russians 1-0 late. RJ Broadhead of Sportsnet with the call.
Extra attacker, Byram. Crowd wants a shot. There it is. They score! Bowen Byram ties it with 21.3 seconds on the clock.
That tying goal would set up overtime.
Byram leads things again for the WHL. Addison gets to the net, shoots, and scores! Caelan Addison and the WHL with a late comeback win it in overtime.
Caelan Addison postgame.
It's awesome. I mean, you know, it was a long, hard-fought game, and, you know, it took us a while to get that first one, but the fans brought us energy near the end, and, you know, we just finished it off.
In Prince Albert, it was the Russians evening the series by winning a five-round shootout. So with both teams tied through six games and points, they were off to another shootout to settle it. Team WHL getting some key saves early from goaltender Joel Hofer before the Russians storm back with goals in round 4 and 5 to tie things up again. Then in round 7, a chance to win it.
Foot. He's already scored in this shootout. Patience. He scores. And the WHL celebrates. They win the series. That you may never see again.
And Nolan Foote scoring 2 goals in the game, and then, of course, you heard the shootout winner.
Guys that went before me and whatnot, I was just trying to read off them and see what the goalie was doing, and it was kind of weird how they switched the goalie there, but it was you know, the second goalie, he kind of got small there, so I decided to wait him out, and, you know, I got lucky with that one at the end. It was a hard-fought game, and of course, it went down to an overtime shootout again, and so it was fun, though.
Branded Wheat Kings defenseman Braden Schneider.
Oh, it's been a dream come true. I mean, you grew up watching this your whole life in this rink for me, and speechless, no words for it. It's been an unreal experience.
Saskatoon Blades head coach Mitch Love was on the bench for both games.
Our staff from you know, Hockey Canada through to the Western Hockey League staff did a phenomenal job putting on this event in these two host cities, and but at the end of the day, it was just fun to be around this group of players. I've come to kind of watch them grow up through junior hockey and worked with some of them at different events and get to know a few of them. And now I just told them tonight when I was leaving that make sure they don't play their best games against the Blades.
Hey, congratulations to the players and staff of Team WHL.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Willie Desjardins is back with the Medicine Hat Tigers after being on NHL benches with the Dallas Stars, Vancouver Canucks, and the LA Kings. Regan Bartel caught up with him in Kelowna.
Is it nice to be back? Does it feel like putting on an old shoe?
I don't think it's ever like putting on an old shoe. I think that it's always an exciting place. I think there's always new things happening in the league. You know, there's new kids all the time going through. So I think it's an exciting league. So it's good to get back. There's some comfort in coming back, but there's lots of new things happening.
When you left, I thought, we'll never see you again. I guess when you left, did you think you'd ever come back?
I don't think you're ever looking that way. You know, you're always looking ahead. But saying that, I always enjoyed my time in the league. I never left the league because I didn't enjoy it. I just left the league because there was other things I wanted to try. So it was never something that, I don't think that it's, I always enjoyed the league. So coming back was something that it was never, I guess, out of a possibility.
When you look at what you learned over your time in the National Hockey League, are there some things that you can bring back here? Like, did you garner more knowledge? You've got to be a better coach now than before.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I was talking about that with Vern Fiddler today, and, you know, I think it changes as you go through your career a little bit. I think you learn more. in lots of ways, but I think lots of times when you first start coaching, you got lots of passion and that energy every day, and I think you still have it when you as you go through. But I think there's lots of different elements to coaching, and as far as understanding the game and what it takes, for sure, I'm smarter now than I was before.
As you said, you got a relationship with Vernon Fidler because he was obviously a player with the Dallas Stars when you were there as an associate coach. Tell me about Vernon Fidler and the fact, will he make a good coach now, do you think?
Yeah, he's awesome. Like, he's a really smart guy. And not just smart, it's his passion for the game and his love for the game. Like, he, you know, you talked about, you know, when he left Dallas this year, they didn't have a great start. And I think one of the reasons is he was gone, and he was such a good go-between the players and the coaches. And he has a passion. Like, he always wants to get better. When I was coaching down in Austin, he would come down during the time he was injured at that time, so he had to come down and skate with us. And he was always looking for ways to get into coaching and get better at it. So I think he's a natural, and I think he's going to have a great career coaching.
You've been in the game for so long. You have a bit of a connection, do you, with Adam Foote as well? And so what would that be?
A little bit through the Olympics. Foote came in and did some work with RD, and he's another guy that's a really smart guy. You know, he was going to be able to coach. He coached at the NHL level, but his attention to detail is outstanding. He's great working with young guys. Like, just his knowledge and what he can bring to them, like, he's as good as there is. So, they got a great coaching staff here, and, you know, I know they're looking to make the run for the Cup again, and those are two great guys to have leading it.
Willie, I got to get you to go way back the memory banks. 2004, you were the head coach of the WHL champion Medicine Hat Tigers. You were the WHL representative at the Memorial Cup here in Kelowna. What do you remember about 2004 and the fact that the city rallied around that tournament?
Pretty special tournament. Some good teams. You know, I remember we came in here. I remember the lights went out in our game for a while during the second period. I remember it was a close game. We had a good game, though. We came in and we were playing the Quebec team, and we had to win that game. And we got down, I think we were down 5-1, and we came back to be 5-4 in the third when we were pushing hard and took a penalty. They got another power play, and that was kind of it. But it was an exciting tournament. Mark Habshaw was here. He did a good job with the team. They had lost out, but he used that time wisely. I bet you their power play was 25%, 30% in the Cup. So he did a good job bringing that team back and getting them focused, and they're healthy and they're ready to play. Lots of good players on that team.
Crazy story off the ice. Kevin Nastiuk's mask went missing. Did they ever find that thing?
I didn't bring that up. I was good about that. No, they never did. And that, you know, I don't use that as an excuse. Like, I think you've got to overcome lots of things, and it was too bad that happened, but it happened, and you know, we just had to find a way to win.
The last question for you is, Vancouver Canucks, obviously you were the head coach of that organization for a couple of years. Surprised at what they're doing right now? They're off to a tremendous start.
No, I'm not. Jim Benning and John Weisbrot have done an excellent job, drafting. Demko's come in and he's playing well. They got Peterson, they got Hughes, they got Besser. They have Horvat was a guy who they didn't draft him, but the guy that's developed. So they've developed a lot of really good young players, and they're exciting to watch. And they've acquired a few guys too that make a difference. They still got guys like Tanev that is such a warrior, and I got tons of respect for. So I think they've done a great job turning around, and it doesn't surprise me. Travis is a good coach. Green too, he's a good coach. He pushes his guys hard. I think it could be the year. They could make a pretty good run at it, and they've done well.
Willie, appreciate your time here tonight. Welcome back to the WHL.
Okay, thanks.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
James Hamblin has picked up another weekly honor. Medicine Hat Tigers captain put up 8 points in 3 games. Legendary voice of the Tigers, Bob Ridley, has more.
On the run, Player of the Week winner again. Jimmy Hamblin, and congratulations, Jimmy, for a job well done this past week. When you're out on the road, it's not easy to garner points, even in your own division, let alone playing in that very tough BC division. What contributed to your success in those 5 games?
I think we played really well as a line the last 5 games. The team put out some really good games as well, and definitely the power play helped us out a lot. So I think if I'm to look at a couple things, that's probably what helped.
Came home with 3 wins in that, like I said, very tough division. Team happy with that?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you go on the road for that long and you kind of look to go at least 500. So I think we got to be happy with where we were. Obviously, we want the 5 out of 5, but we got to take what we learned from those losses and be happy with 3 out of 5.
Your second Player of the Week win, as far as the Western Hockey League is concerned this year, kind of excited about that. And your overall thoughts on it, or does it mean a whole lot to you?
Yeah, it's a cool honor. I think in the end, it's not the biggest deal. I think it's just a little recognition for a good week, but it is cool, and it's nice to be recognized.
And I know that you appreciate the efforts of your teammates, and this is a pretty tight group, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure it is. I think we have a lot of guys coming back from last year, and so we're kind of going on 2 years together as a group, so we've become pretty close.
Jim, is there one team
this is
here
the WHL
the
This Week,
that,
presented
you know,
by
really
Bauer
gives
Hockey.
The Tigers a tough time. What's your biggest challenge as far as teams are concerned?
Yeah, I think Calgary's kind of been a team that's given us challenges, especially in the Saddle Dome. I don't know what it is. They use their size well on us, and we need to kind of get over the hump of kind of thinking that their size is everything. So other than that, I think we've been pretty good against other teams. We just kind of need to get over Calgary.
Player of the Week winner for the second time this year, Jimmy Hamblin joining us of the Medicine Hat Tigers. And you're one of the top point getters here in the Western Hockey League. Kind of excited about that for this year's efforts?
Yeah, I think it's just a lot of hard work put in and kind of getting some results. Again, it's not just me. I think without my line mates playing well and things going right, I think I wouldn't be here. So kudos to them as well.
Thank you for taking this time, Jimmy. And, hey, all the best from here on in. Congratulations.
Thanks, Fritz.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to Regan Bartel in Kelowna, Bob Ridley in Medicine Hat. Thanks, guys. I'm John Key. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.